Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy. We are here. It's Spanish Grand Prix week. I feel like we've only just finished wrapping up speaking about Monaco with our slightly later schedule with everything going out. And we're now straight back into another race. Of course, it's not a triple header because Imola was cancelled, but we've got a back-to-back and it's Spain. The chicane is gone. And it's speed.
Yeah, it's back to the old style Barcelona, which also had no overtaking. So we'll see what happens.
We will indeed. Before we get into it, let's talk about a five-star review. This one comes in from Paul VL001 in the Netherlands. The P1 podcast is a captivating and engaging show that takes Formula One enthusiasts on an exhilarating ride. With their deep knowledge and infectious enthusiasm, Matt and Tommy deliver insightful analysis, entertaining banter, and engaging interviews with industry insiders. Their chemistry and dynamic hosting style keeps listeners hooked, making each episode a must-listen for any Formula One fan. My God, that is the most well-written review I think I've ever read.
Thank you, Paul, for that. Checks in the post.
Yes, thank you so much, Paul, otherwise known as my burner account. But thank you, Paul. If you want your five-star review to be read out, please do submit a review, five stars. Let us know why you enjoy this podcast, and we will pick one next time. Okay, let's get into it then. Biggest good surprise. I have gone for, hear me out, Lance Stroll. This man could not have had a worse weekend unless his name was Sergio Perez around Monaco. And I feel like perhaps, maybe, he will just sit up and go, I can't do this every week. And there is a threat I've heard of potential thunderstorms this weekend, about a 40% chance. So who knows? But a little Lance Stroll weather god, you know, obviously we haven't seen that in quite a while.
No.
Well, as though a good surprise for Lance Stroll would him literally be finishing fourth or fifth. So I'll take it.
Yeah, you're disgusting. As if you've gone for the loophole, haven't you? Clearly.
Loophole of scored points is a surprise.
Yeah, he's like, oh, that was, well, he did so much better than last time. I've gone biggest good surprise for Zhou Guanyu. And this is a proper just vibes, had a feeling, just like I did with Ocon. And I don't think Zhou Guanyu is going to get a podium like Ocon did, but he's the first person that came to my head for good surprise, like Ocon last time, so let's go with it.
So you couldn't shake it. You saw that little move at the hairpin for 18th place, and you thought, yeah, I'm going to see more of that this weekend, but perhaps for slightly higher positions.
Maybe. There's a few hairpins at Spain, kind of, around the outside of everyone, first lap.
Yeah. Less aggressive hairpins these days, aren't they, with how they've reprofiled it. But okay, Zhou Guanyu, your biggest good surprise. We now go to biggest flop. Now, I couldn't shake this name out of my head, and this is also based on vibes, but also I'm so sorry, because I'm not sure where my... Because I still think Charles Leclerc's weekend was slightly floppy at Monaco, but it wasn't like a really big flop. This one, I'm sorry, is for Oscar Piastri. I don't know why. I feel as though I was gassing him up after Monaco, gave him a lovely 8 out of 10. And I just have a feeling that perhaps the confidence will start building. But with confidence comes the eagerness to go faster. And I feel as though there might be a mistake in Oscar Piastri this weekend.
Interesting, because my biggest flop is McLaren, just generally McLaren. They were pretty good around Monaco. This obviously is a very different circuit, a lot of high speed corners. And my gut feeling was just that McLaren might be a little washed around there again. We'll see, but Yeah, I just went for a full team prediction because I haven't done it in two races and I missed it.
I don't think I've done one full team prediction because it's just harder for it to come true. Because especially McLaren, you've got Lando Norris, who absolutely sometimes gets the complete utmost out the car, if not more, and then ruins your prediction. So maybe you'll be trying to score a half a point when Oscar Piastri has a terrible weekend, but it'll be falling on deaf ears, I can promise you that. Okay, we now go to pole position. I'm sorry, everyone, but this weekend is going to be a Red Bull masterclass. It's Max Verstappen. I think we've actually forgotten to say the delta for the last couple of predictions because we are washed as presenters and as Matt P1 Tommy people. And I'm going to go by 0.3 of a second. Thank you very much.
So no surprise, I've also gone for Max Verstappen. I just don't see how this circuit can be anyone but Red Bull. Max's confidence is obviously sky high. Perez's is what's the opposite of sky high?
And rock bottom.
That's the one. I've gone for 0.3 on Perez as well. I promise. I haven't read your sheet. I promise. But I almost went for the crazy prediction that Verstappen. Or like the quickest Red Bulls half second clear, but alas, I thought, would that even count as crazy because they're so far ahead?
No, it wouldn't. Well, I'm glad that eventually got out what you were trying to say. Yeah. It was groundbreaking. But I love how throughout the season, we're just slowly seeing you get more and more tired. By sort of Abu Dhabi, I think you might actually
this
fall asleep.
This is why I don't go outside and do things.
Yeah, and he's just partying too hard, mate. I know, you on the yachts, 5 a.m, all that good stuff. It was great. none of that happened, but anyway. Right, now let's get into our top three. In third position, I have gone for Lewis Hamilton. I feel as though Mercedes will pick up some pace this weekend with their side pods and all that Gucci stuff, as no one has ever said until right now. And I think that they're going to be quicker this weekend and Mercedes will be the second fastest car. And by the look that you just gave me, I feel as though you're giving the exact same prediction.
My prediction for this podcast is now that we've got exactly the same predictions. I've gone for Lewis Hamilton in third place. Again, just feel like Mercedes, that track will suit that car. I know there's a big old straight that they struggle with drag, but maybe those side pods will help that out now. And they looked all right around there last year. Pretty good, actually, to say that they didn't have a very good car in a lot of the races in the early season. So, yeah, I can see them being good and seeing Hamilton back on the podium.
Okie dokie. We now go to second place. Where I've gone for Sergio Perez. It's just not going to be as quick as Max, but he's going to finish P2 because Red Bull are going to be so clear of every other team this weekend.
What a season. I've gone for Sergio Perez as well in P2. And I think about 95% of people watching will probably have gone for the same because Red Bull are very quick. And we've kind of hit that stage in the season now where Max has kind of gone, okay, goodbye.
You've had enough fun, Perez, winning a few races. It's now my turn for the next 16 or however many are left. And then, of course, P1, Max Verstappen, thanks for coming. Look, people might be going, wow, what a boring set of predictions. But remember,
the last two.
Whenever we give boring predictions, sometimes we get a good race. That's like 60% of the time. It works every time.
Yeah. Whenever we give crazy predictions, it's a boring race. So we've got to try something different. We've had two on the bounce where we've, yes, technically, because Imola didn't happen, but yeah, two on the bounce where we've just kind of gone, oh yeah, Alonso to win. Oh, this is crazy and crazy podiums. But I see this one being normal service at a normal track, like a very average circuit like Barcelona is.
So hey, P1, don't be, come on, they got rid of the last chicane, mate. They have changed. They have evolved.
Yes, what a, wow, I'm enthralled by the circuit now.
Hi, everyone. I just want to remind everybody to please continue watching this Formula One season. Tommy had a go at me a few months ago, I think, when I was like, right, that's it. I'm not watching F1 anymore. Everyone can leave on a Twitch watch along. Tommy is, in fact, buzzing for this weekend's Spanish Grand Prix. I know he looks tired if you're watching on video. He will wake up when we get Kevin Magnussen winning the race in a thunderous Spanish Grand Prix Catalunya race. Isn't that right, Tommy? We need people to watch us.
Yes. Look, I've got post-Monaco depression. I just want the next race to be Monaco again.
Oh, boo-hoo, everyone will be saying. Oh, you went to Monaco and then you went home again.
I meant more that we should just race there instead of Spain because it's clearly the goated circuit now.
No, it was a one-off. We're not going to go race at Monaco any more than once. So, yeah, cool, good stuff.
I didn't actually say who was P1. I've gone for Max Verstappen.
Oh, shock horror.
We've not gone for Fernando, though, have we?
No, we've not, because I think Mercedes are going to be quicker. So, you know what I mean?
It would be a shame.
It would be a shame. But maybe Alonso will win, because we've said all this stuff now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with purchase.
We move to our one final crazy prediction. You go first, Tommy.
My crazy prediction
is that you haven't written one down.
No, I have actually.
You've just got so tired you can't even read anymore.
No, I read it and thought it was the same one I mentioned earlier that I deleted, but it has been tweaked slightly. It's also an extremely pessimistic prediction that Red Bull will finish half a minute clear of the next car.
How is that crazy?
Half a minute's big.
Verstappen's won by 20 seconds this year already.
20, exactly.
To not Perez. 30.
Not 30.
To Perez. I swear he's already won by over 30 seconds to the nearest car this year.
Don't tell me this isn't a loophole.
I think 40 seconds. It has to be more than what it has ever been this year for it to be crazy.
What would it have been? Miami, happened. Probably, right? 26. Yes.
No, come on. Let's talk this through for a second. Here we
26,
go.
Miami. Let's go 26 to the results. Miami. 21 Azerbaijan.
Bahrain, he won by 38 seconds to the nearest non-Red Bull car.
Red Bull will be 39 seconds clear.
That's fine. I'll allow it. There you go. Okay, 39 seconds. Write that one down. Yeah. Okay, and I've gone for something much less, you know, detailed.
Can I
technical.
Guess?
Go on.
Spain is good. It is, isn't it?
The Spanish Grand Prix will actually be decent, is what I've gone for. So I think if we want to put a number on it, it has to be like a 7 out of 10 or above. You know what I mean? So we'll judge that, and I'm sure we'll probably get the people watching and listening to let us know whether I get a point for that or not. I did find out as well that a lot of people thought I did not deserve a Leclerc point for Monaco, so screw all of you. Yeah. I don't care.
Well done.
You're all dead to me. So thanks so much for that. And that is pretty much it. Tom Bellingham is literally like dragging some sort of an old age pensioner onto the podcast this today. How do you plan on recovering before we're live back on Twitch once again this weekend?
I'll be ready for that. I'll be ready for Friday. It's fine. It's just, Friday. It was just,
We're not doing Twitch watch alongs on Friday, just so you know.
Are we not? Okay. Saturday.
Is it a sprint race weekend? Am I confused?
No, I just thought we hadn't been on a while, so I'll cut this.
Wow. Okay, no, hold on a second. Tommy wants to do an FP1 watch along. See you there. Can't wait for him to 10 minutes in to go, God, why the hell did we decide to do this? Like,
I actually regret.
Maybe, because then we can see the last chicane. What time is FP1? let's see what time FP1 is on before we make such drastic decisions. 12:30. We'll see you there.
Yeah,
we'll absolutely see you there. 12:30 on Friday for FP1 Watch Along to really assess whether or not that last chicane is going has changed the world.
It better be good. Look, it has to be a good race if I'm watching a practice session around Catalunya.
That's true, actually. That's very true. The amount of testing that's gone around there. Okay, one final crazy prediction. We've already done that. Your final thoughts is what I want now, Tommy. We are slightly delirious. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast.
Was that not my final thoughts?
No.
Oh, damn it.
I didn't announce it, and therefore you should save a thought until I announce it.
Sorry, my optimism will return for the next Grand Prix, which is Canada.
Oh,
then
good.
We've got Austria, then Silverstone. We've got lots of banging Grand Prix actually coming up. I despise the circuit to Catalunya, Barcelona. I'm sorry.
Circuit to Barcelona, Catalunya, I think is what you meant to say.
Yes, but, that one. I don't even want to say
it. For God's sake, I just saved it. And then you went and said that your enthusiasm's going to return at the next race. Like, everyone should absorb this next piece of content. We've got post-race reviews to Spain that Tommy's going to be so enthralled at when Kevin Magnussen's won the race. Fernando Alonso finishes second and Zhou Guanyu with a lovely podium P3.
Look, if I can just be grumpy about it, then it might be good. It might be a good race and then you can all thank me.
Grumpy Bellingham. Hopefully he won't be there the entire weekend. We'll see. I'll try and sort him out. Don't worry, everybody. And that is it. Thank you so much for watching and listening. My final thoughts are, it's Project Get Tommy Happy for the next few days. And I will be working very hard to try and get him out of his Monaco blues. Oh, boo-hoo. And we'll see you very soon for another piece of content. Bye!
Bye!
Go to bed. I know it's 2:25 in the afternoon. Go back to bed.
Yeah, I think I will.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.